Exclusive, Representative Nicole Malliotakis. I told Joe Biden he has to go to the border and gave him my card. By Robert Krajicek on April 29, 2021. Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, told Breitbart News on Thursday that she asked President Joe Biden to visit the U.S.-Mexico border and support Customs and Border Protection agents after the president's first address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday night. There was an opportunity to speak to the president and so I took it, Malliotakis said on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. It was important thing I had to tell him, that he has to go to the border. Biden has to see what I saw when I was there a couple of weeks ago, she continued. He needs to speak with Customs and Border Patrol agents, and he needs to support them. He said that they were working on something, and then he really didn't tell me what they were. Listen. Biden said that he wanted to talk to me and at some other point, and told me to give him my phone number, Malliotakis recalled. I gave him my card. So we'll see if we can have an opportunity to expand on that conversation. The status quo of border insecurity is a humanitarian, public health, and national security crisis, the New York representative determined. She said, the cartels have taken over our border, and the CBP is being overrun. They need the support of the president, and he needs to actually go there and see what's going on so he could take action to fix it. Marlowe noted that Biden did not acknowledge the flow of migration across the southern border during his presidential address. Malliotakis described the theatrical and performative dimensions of rules imposed on lawmakers attending Wednesday's presidential address in relation to the coronavirus. She said the mostly empty chamber of the House of Representatives, with attending lawmakers wearing masks and distancing themselves from one another while seated, was really nonsensical. It was odd, she stated. It was really nonsensical when you think that we're in that chamber every day, with many more people, and we're freely speaking to each other, sitting next to each other. It didn't make any sense that we had to sit separately. She remarked, I think it was more to fit a particular narrative than actually have anything to do with the coronavirus. Most of the members were either vaccinated or had the virus and have the antibodies and were wearing masks. According to Malliotakis's office, the New York Congresswoman spoke to Biden and urged him to go to the border and support our Customs and Border Protection agents. Weeks ago, Malliotakis said criminal cartels are making $500 million a month via human trafficking due to Joe Biden's directives towards the U.S.-Mexico border and immigration. Neither Biden nor Vice President Kamala Harris have visited the southern border during the administration's tenure. She explained how transnational criminal cartels occupy Border Patrol agents with migrants in order to facilitate the smuggling of drugs, firearms, and criminals across the southern border. CBP agents told us, look, this is a diversion. The 175,000 individuals that are coming over with the support of the cartels and smugglers are a diversion. So CBP is busy dealing with applications for asylum. Which, by the way, less than 10% are legitimate claims. They're overseeing the facilities, they are babysitting children, they're preoccupied. She added, while that's happening, the cartels are running guns, drugs, they're committing sex trafficking over the open and porous parts of our border. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.